Hey, this is JP Nurbin. Before we get into today's podcast, I just want to let you know that the free chapter of my book, Calling Up, is now available for download. If you aren't already subscribed to the Thrive On Challenge newsletter, be sure to go to my website, thriveonchallenge.com, and subscribe. I'll send you a downloadable link so you can check out a chapter of the book. And if you enjoy it, I hope that you'll pre-order the book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership. It's going to be a great way to start 2019. All right, Culture Builders number 121. Be intentional with your language when giving feedback. So you've probably heard of Carol Dweck, and you might have heard of her research around mindset. And so in 1998, she took over 400 fifth grade students across the country, and she gives them all a very easy IQ test. And after the test, she splits the students into two groups. The first group she praises for their intelligence, saying things like, good job, you must have been really smart. And the second group she says, good job, you must have worked really hard at this. So the second group she praises for their effort. And the effect of this simple difference in language, right, and the way that they gave this feedback was massive. Right? And two things happened. The first you may have heard of, which is she offers the students a second option or an option. Right? And they could take an easy test or a hard test. And 92% of the kids praised for their effort chose the harder test, but only 33% of the students that were praised for their intelligence chose the harder test. All right. Now, so the effect of this feedback is simple. Those praised for intelligence felt this need to protect that identity of being intelligent or appearing to be smart. But those praised for their effort felt safe and even encouraged to take on new challenges. Now, secondly, the less talked about effect of this feedback was that Dweck gave all the students another really easy test. Right? And the results were astonishing to researchers, right? The scores of those praised for intelligence dropped by 20%, and the scores of those praised for their effort rose by 30%. So not only did the type of praise impact their mindset, but it quickly impacted their performance. And so this is why we need to be intentional with our language around feedback. Because it not only impacts their mindset, but it has a direct impact on their performance. And so I'm going to be diving into a lot more of this information and research around feedback over the next few weeks. Because like Dweck's research shows us that just changing a few words is big, right? And offering great feedback is critical not only to coaching, not only to leadership, but really in all of our relationships. And the challenge for all of us is to offer feedback in a way that encourages growth, improves performance, and nurtures the relationship. Now, sadly, there is a lot of misinformation and poor habits around our feedback. And so as we dive into the research, we're going to realize quickly that there's a huge gap between what science and experience knows and what we're actually doing when it comes to feedback. So if you enjoy this and you're looking to improve your feedback, stay tuned in for the next month around this podcast. We'll be coming back to this topic around feedback a great deal. Also, check out Coaching Culture, episode 63. Nate Sanderson and I take about 20 to 25 minutes to really dive into some other stuff around feedback and how to improve our feedback. Now, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening in.